Hi there, it's Josh, producer of MDX Unplugged. Can you believe this is our 10th episode? In today's episode, we have Tenora and Coach Farhan meet their intellectual match with our amazing guest, Sultana, CEO and founder of ByByte. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. My name is Tenura and I'm joined by my co-host, Coach Farhan.
Thank you very much, Tenura, for the lovely mention.
Yeah, you really gave me a bit of a hard time when I'm mentioning the coach bit.
Of course.
I'm going to give like the sport coach of athletics.
Okay, enough. Yes, go on.
Nutritionist via ChatGPT, anyways.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. No. Fully certified, by the way.
Okay.
And today, our guest is someone I believe doesn't require an introduction, in my all honest opinion, because I feel like she has achieved a lot over the last few years. If anything, in the last couple of months. More specifically. She is the founder of a new AI food model called ByByte. Recent award recipient of the Sheikh Hamdan. What's the rest of the name? I completely forgot.
It's called Create Apps Championship for the best youth made up category.
Awarded by?
His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
And her name is Sultana. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Woo! So, for the record, when we say she has a schedule, we mean 16 hours of non-stop work.
You know, 9 to 5 doesn't sound that bad after all.
This is not 9 to 5. This is a 9 to 1.
This is a 9 to 1.
I know I gave you a very cringy introduction just now. So why don't you maybe elaborate on the areas I was failing to do so much.
Introducing myself?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So hi, my name is Sultana Safir and I'm 22 years old. I am the CEO and founder of ByByte, which recently I got award for best youth made up category. So that's that.
That's the biggest flex she can do. That is the biggest flex, exactly.
I'm just saying this right now. If anybody wants to come and comment or say something like, oh, we did this, like, no.
No.
She got an award from a sheikh. You know how big that means? The deal is there.
For us, NRI is the biggest thing.
NRI.
It's NRI plugged right there because we all belong in that category. So.
Oh, yeah. The entire NRI community now is coming in like, see, guys, representation.
Representation. See, we are hitting all diversity cards at this point. We're cooking now. See, now we have like United Kerala here.
Yeah.
Sri Lanka here. Behind it's UK.
Of course, we are joined by our producer, Josh. Thank you for continuing to keep the show alive and well.
Wonderful. I'm not on camera.
But Josh has a mic.
Yes.
I've got a mic, but I'm not a camera.
No worries.
Cool.
All good. So, tell me your time at MDX. Since you're MDX alumni, they would love to have
and
a bit of promotion.
And which graduation class were you as well?
2024.
There we go.
We're the same batch.
I know. I know.
We don't need any testimonials here because we're not about that life. We just want to know what
we just need to focus on. Just like, how's it been and where you are now.
So yeah, technically I'll be very honest here. Like, but my first 2 years I was pretty introverted. I didn't really, speak around. I think Tanura knows most of the time. I used to be like in the sideways and not talk much. But then my third year.
No, go on, continue. Ignore Tanura.
Yeah, in my third year is when I actually thought of stepping out and then go around, speak, and then make a whole cyber club, and then engage with people, make a whole friend group and stuff like that. So I wanted to get out of that social anxiety, most importantly. And so my third year probably was the best year so far in MDX, to be very honest.
Now that's an honest testimonial right there.
You guys don't need to know what we're talking about.
No one needs to know this. I mean,
you never know.
Never know. If they watch a full episode, maybe.
Okay.
So
they will.
So you studied what, computer science?
Computer system.
System. Okay. What's the difference between system and science? I just want to...
System.
No, it's a genuine question.
I mean, people do get confused, actually. Not going to lie. Because sometimes people go like, oh, you're studying computer science. I'm like, no, I'm system, actually. So system basically is like you study more of like hardware and software together. Okay. So we learn like microchips and we make like robots and stuff like that. So that's with system. And with science, it's more like software related and, you know, more focus on that. Yeah,
interesting. Interesting.
It's like with Superman, the S doesn't stand for super, it stands for something else.
Don't
I was gonna get that Superman plug in.
Don't. Okay, fair enough. So what's your nutrition background, or are you interested in nutrition, or is there something?
Not really. I actually made this application to like help people.
Okay.
Because most of them do face dietary problems, like they do have allergies and stuff like that. So I even my friend's father, he has like, you know, seafood allergies and stuff like that. So most of them, they do have that issue. And I was like, okay, why not do a research about this? And then I found out that around 1 million people do have cardiovascular diseases in UAE, just in UAE. And so many people do have like diabetes and stuff like that. So we thought of like, okay, why not make something that is beneficial for people in UAE first? And then, you know, we can scale it eventually. And then, yeah, I designed the application for them, basically.
Interesting. Yeah. So, no, I'm not. No, you want to say something?
I was, okay, I'll be fine. I was waiting for her to continue. Then when she saw, I was like, okay.
Okay, she's got to the point.
Yeah, this is, okay.
She's got to the point. Okay, so, but that makes sense. But did you study anything before with nutrition side? Or were you intrigued by that kind of health that and background, fitness basically. Background?
Not really, but mostly I was into AI, you can say.
Okay.
Yeah, like machine learning and artificial intelligence. Because my third year project was based on machine learning, you can say. I made like facial recognition for emotions and all that for psychologists to understand like any minute changes in facial, you know, facial changes and stuff. So that was something I worked on, and that's why I got first class, by the way.
That's the first. That's a flex right there.
Yeah.
4.0 GPA look good, right?
Yep, more or less.
So I maybe learned all that, and I knew that maybe we can do something good out of AI. I mean, since you've seen recently, like people do misuse AI and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, fine. Like, why not make something good out of AI and then help people out of it? And yeah, that's why I made
the chaos, basically.
Exactly. Something good out of the chaos.
Okay. So how did so tell me more about the whole championship thing. I do not know what the category is. I just, okay, championship. Okay, that sounds very intriguing.
He just wants to know, how did you go from a first year introvert to accepting one of the most prestigious national level awards from one of the biggest faces in the UAE?
It was quite challenging, you can say, because first of all, I really had to step out from that social anxiety, and it was quite challenging for me. So I was like, you know, it took like around 6 months and 3 weeks to make the application's prototype for me. And so I was like, okay, why not just do networking? To be very honest and frank, this startup was actually an accident.
I mean, you know what they say, all great things come from a mishap.
You know, what's your mishap? What did you create? Or like, what did you find out?
I busted my hip and I found out I'm an amazing speaker and became a national level speaker.
You missed it? What?
I broke my hip.
And that's how you became a...
His hips didn't lie.
No, my hips did lie.
Did lie.
That's why.
Anyways, yeah, so... Where was I?
Why did you just make me comment?
I don't know. Like, okay, you were talking about the... It was a mistake.
Yeah, it was an accident. Yeah. So basically, I actually wanted 9 to 5 as everyone else. Like, you know, I just graduated from my university. So I was like, okay, there's a bunch of startups and, you know, maybe if they want to make the application, I can like help them out. So I just joined the competition and then I was like, okay, why not like help them out? And then when I applied for CreateApps Championship, I did not expect me to have a whole startup for myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
you were expecting to like work with a startup, not?
Yes, I was expecting to work with the startups, you know, through networking to get to know like, you know, like big people in Dubai. So I was like, okay, why not just go there and, you know, get a job? And so I was, and then I just like, okay, so that's how I actually got in CreateApps Championship with the only prototype that I have and that I made. This was my first ever prototype that I made.
So the first design model was the championship model?
Yes.
So
that is insane.
So like, so how do you apply for this? Is it like a free thing or is it an entry fee? How does it go by?
No, it was actually completely free.
See, I see this as a win.
This is not just a win. This is massive. Like, I don't think... I think it's
cause most,
a dream for a lot of people.
Yeah, because most things, including awards over here, is everything is paid over here. That's a trend of all, like any single... whether it's business, sports, every single thing.
Yeah.
Recently, we've all caught on to, okay, every single award has been given, it's paid. Like, you pay, like, XYZ amount, and then you've done your achievements, XYZ, and whatnot. So, it's quite interesting that the free things still are available.
And that, too, at the scale it was, because... The way you frame it and the way I like, even I've seen the competition online is like, this is access to some of the biggest faces and developers in the UAE. Like, this would be any software developer engineer's dream to meet.
Yep.
So how many competitors were there? Like, how was it?
Around 4,500 plus, around
130
countries.
That's a university. You competed against a university and won.
I thought it was just four. I was like, okay, well, it's 4,000.
It's only four. Okay, 1,000? Huh?
All right, so what's the final number? 4,000?
4,500 plus. I'm not exactly sure how many.
So is it like national or international? How does it work?
It's international. It's 139 countries.
Ah, okay. But still. See,
that's still a big achievement.
I mean, so... in the sense of like the whole competing internationally, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, you just registered for it, just like for the heck of it.
Yeah.
But when you reached, let's say, the point of like decision making where you found out that you might actually win, what was that feeling for when you actually found out that, oh wow, this was the victory, I won this? What was that reaction like for you?
To be very frank, my mind was absolutely blank. You can say because obviously it was something I never expected in the first place among so many, because all the competitors, they were really, really good, not gonna lie. But then when I heard Bye Bite, I was like, because of so much practice that I had, I was like, okay, he's not real. But then I can see him like looking at me, looking at the screen. And for some reason, I was like, okay, maybe I'm dreaming. I didn't feel it was real, not gonna lie. So yeah, that's
fever dream.
Thought this was out of the Spider-Man anime.
No, because he was right in front, and then he was looking at me, and then once I finished my speech, he just gave me a smile, and I was like,
shucks. But no, like, that's... No, but at the end of it, it's still amazing, that accomplishment.
Yeah.
Especially when you... Because the way you frame it as well, like, couple of months, first prototype, you tell that to anybody, they would be like, nah, best of luck. A lot of negativity.
Yeah.
But this is not that.
No.
One of those rare gems, diamonds, or whatever you call it.
Exactly.
More or less. But yeah, that's more for the experience of the championship stuff.
Yep.
But the main question is, what is Bye Bite? When is it getting launched? But tell me, like, exactly. Okay, think we are two dummies. Explain to us what...
He's a dummy, I'm an investor.
Okay,
well, I'll think about it. Okay, go on. Sorry.
So, okay, Bye Bite is basically an AI marketplace where you can scan any food product and it will list out all the ingredients based on your needs. So suppose like if you have any dietary preferences or allergies, or if you're someone who follows like a specific dietary plan, you can say, so it'll help you out. It'll track all calories, it'll list out, you know, recommend for you better products through other grocery applications. So yeah, so that's technically Bye Bite. Long story short. So, and the application will launch, the MVP will launch around August 8th.
Oh, so it is soon.
It's like less than a month.
When we come back from Cambodia.
Again, it's an MVP.
Yes, August 8th.
Again, it's an MVP. We still have phase two coming up. Okay. So it's more like, you know, we're letting people know this app is out there.
Okay.
Obviously, we'll do iterations depending on their...
So when's the main launch? It's not yet
planned. Still yet to plan.
So still on the development phase.
Yeah, we are doing like, you know, we're combining all grocery applications in one platform. So it is kind of tough to bring all of them together, and we are having like constant meetings.
So, let's just say, okay, I have a chicken burger over here.
Yeah.
And I scan this.
Yes.
So what, it just gives my macros, or what? How does it go by?
Okay,
what exactly
so
does it do?
We do have like two options, which is like food product and dishes. So once you click on dishes, the AI will recognize if it's a burger or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll say, this seems like a chicken burger. Mm-hmm. And here's like the amount of you know, the chicken meat, the lettuce, whatever that is. And then maybe there's a sauce content in it. And this might be good for you. This might not be good for you based on your onboarding that you've done during the app. So that's that. And then it will give like a recommendation. Hey, I don't think chicken burger is good for you. So here's a recommendation. Here you can have from Talabat or from Noon Food that, you know. No.
So it kind of gives an alternative for that. Okay, so let's just say I put two burgers there. I want to see how this works.
McChicken, he's giving you double big.
No. I give you one McDonald's burger and one homemade burger.
Okay.
So how does that go by? What will happen? Does the app detect the general information or just this is McDonald's burger or this is how does it work? So I'm quite confused over there.
So it's based on real-time scanning.
Okay.
Real-time scanning.
Mm-hmm, go on. Yes. I'm getting real-time.
You told her to explain to you like you're a dummy. So she's explaining like you're a
okay.
It's real-time scanning. Technically what it does is that you just need to take a picture of the food.
Fine.
Okay,
done.
And it lists the ingredients of the food content.
Okay.
And what we have is that we also have an onboarding process once you log in.
Mm-hmm.
So we take your data.
Okay.
And then the AI works on your data.
Okay. Go on.
Yeah, so it then based on what's done in the scanning, it lists the ingredients and then the calories also with it.
Okay.
And then, if you're having that, it will take an intake that it's going to your calorie intake, it goes to your calorie budget.
Okay.
Yeah. You still not getting it?
No, I got it. No, I'm just saying they're two different burgers with two different macros and calories.
What he's trying to understand is
you have to scan one at a time. Obviously,
it's
AI.
Yeah, okay.
Does the AI understand the difference between
a McDonald's burger and a homemade burger? That's what.
Oh,
and since I based on
even if you can take separately as well.
Yeah, you can separately. Yeah. Maybe we won't say it's specifically McDonald's burger, but it will say this is a burger.
But I guess the model understands
like
whether it's let's say a frozen thin pan, it's like a proper homemade.
Yes,
piece, right?
It does. It does.
So, one thing I do want to ask is because you mentioned earlier that your experience is not specifically in nutrition; it was more specifically in the AI and the model development.
Yeah.
Have you ever faced any concerns or backlash from other people when you pitch it when they find out that you're not specifically skilled in nutrition because especially I don't know. I mean, he has more experience in this specific field than me.
Yeah.
But I've noticed, especially in the UAE, there's a lot of backlash and negativity, especially if someone tries to enter something through a different field when it involves nutrition or health. So have you ever faced any sort of backlash like that?
Actually, I do have a medical advisor with me while I was working with the project, which is my sister. She's actually a doctor. So
nepotism. You won't mention the NRIs, but here we go. Another NRI.
We are saving lives, as they say.
She has a knowledge based on how it works and stuff like that. So I thought maybe, have her on board and help me out in terms of, obviously a doctor knows how a human body works. And so it's best to, take her on board as well. So that's why worked with
it. Of course.
Yeah.
So how much stock did you have to give her of the company?
Especially my family member. We will talk about that now.
Free 0%.
Nah, family, right? So she's part of the controlling interest stake.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good because again, it's also answers another question was knowing the knowledge space. Because if you join it, then obviously the negativity, but it's good to know that Bye specifically does have that backing.
Yes.
It's not you, but it's from a trusted individual.
Yes. So. Actually, we obviously, the whole committee that we worked with, even Dubai Chamber of Commerce, we made, they had had 30 judges to ensure that this application is
legitimate.
So they did a really thorough investigation and they made sure this app could be possible and could be beneficial for the Dubai residents and citizens.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And
100%. No, I'm agreeing to this thing.
Exhibit A. I need it.
Exhibit A.
So, I mean, that is one reason why it got pretty successful, you can say. So
apart from Inshallah. This whole scanning thing, does the app does anything else?
I mean, it tracks your calories.
Okay.
And, you can share it with your friends and everything. So we are improvising it, obviously.
So my fitness pal.
Fitness.
I mean, fitness pal does not have an AI scan.
They don't have an AI scan as of now. Does Fitzy have?
Referring to the Fitzy part, you can count the steps.
We're talking about nutrition, the nutrition side of things.
No, they don't
have. Okay, makes sense. Because I ask you this question because there's not mock-ups, but there have been attempts to the same similar kind of a thing around the world with the whole tracking. Okay, you scan the picture and you kind of...
Yeah.
So I just want to understand how the data works over there. Because again, once you cook and once you get outside, it might be the same product, but the calories you cook will be much, much lower. So
yeah.
So that's why I'm having a better understanding on that.
So, you know, do you know the app called Calorie.ai?
Yes.
Yeah, it's similarly like that. Okay. But we also list out ingredients.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it's long. Yeah, oh, so it's just one point. Yeah, 1 point answer.
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Yeah,
it makes sense. It's just the fact that, like, specifically someone like Farhan, like coach, nutritionist, like that.
Yeah, we do have a user here. I forgot about that. I mean, you are the important one over here.
Why?
Like,
because it's targeted to you mostly.
Okay. Someone like me, if I was going to use it, it would only fit to like one specific area. But for you, if you have your consumers, if you need to recommend an app.
Yeah.
But here's the important question.
You are like the marketing over here for us.
Looking at the logos. Okay.
So Dana knows. Okay, this is now.
I'm
out here to pitch. I need to pitch to him.
No, the thing is,
you can ask me as many questions as you want.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. The normal fitness goers or whoever's into sports, fitness, gym, they will do this. They will download the app. They'll work on this because they kind of enjoy this kind of taking effort.
Exactly.
Whether it's meal planning or the nutrition just in general.
Yep.
But how are we going to convince the normal people? Like, as you said, there's so many people with diseases. And how do you work around that? Like, how do you convince them? Because even with every single thing that is available, they just... like, nah, no, I don't want to do this. Until doctors like, okay, hey, you should be on a diet, exercise.
Yeah, so exactly.
How do you kind of...
So, like, when I was pitching this to the in the competition, I was mostly targeting on the people that has cardiovascular diseases.
Okay.
Yeah, more than, like, people who is into, like, gym or, like, into nutrition, like, tracks nutrition and stuff like that. So, that they are my marketing, target goal.
That's your target market.
Target market, you can say. So obviously I think old age people that do have cardiovascular diseases, like majority of them. So the reason why we are targeting them is that even during the onboarding process, if they go like, okay, we need oil-free food product. And if someone scans an oil product or oil food, you can say, or oil dish, whatever, when they scan that, it'll go like, hey, this is not good for you according to what you've done during your onboarding process, especially when you have, when you have cardiovascular diseases, they will give like a warning sign like, hey, this is not good for your consumption. So it's targeting, I think, almost everyone that has dietary issues and those who want to improve their health lifestyle as well. So those are the two target markets that we have. And this could either go for like health-based or fitness-based, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what our focus is.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's not just for,
No, I understand that, but it's just, it's more of, see, I'm not sure about other nationalities, but South Asian in general.
Oh, I do know. Yes.
Yeah, they're quite backward.
This is a combined South Asian race.
Guys, you can't cancel me. I'm a brown Indian, so...
You can't cancel any of us.
They won't. I mean, since I'm South Asian.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're all South Asians. Yeah. We are allowed to talk about this.
If I see anything on the comments, listen.
No, but the problem is like... Even with our like families, you know, when it comes to nutrition, it's like they think like, okay, high protein diet is not allowed, this is fine, da 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 da. And by the age of 60, 70, when you're not moving, is when problems come in.
Yeah, true. So we are giving them like an awareness of how important it's to track your health and everything. So we are planning to do that. We're planning to like give them an educational maybe series or like get out there and do events so that they would know why it's important to track your food or like track your health and all that. So that is what we have in mind in terms of marketing and letting them know as well.
That's my concern, is more of a South Asian. They're just quite reluctant to learn. Of course, the newer generation was open to learn with like fitness, gym, walking. Everything is a big trend over there. But it's just with our like own families and whatever, they are still like reluctant to learn about these things. They hear some rumors without no backing, no science.
From Facebook. Nothing.
Literally, Facebook message, whatnot, they'll say like...
That's, for them, Facebook is the doctor.
Exactly. Literally. And like for them, being fat is healthy. Like that's not how it goes.
Yeah, true.
So much things.
South Asians are the only people that can be fed so much and yet we will get hate for eating so much.
Well, I mean, it's about... See, when you go the whole European spectrum, they kind of promote the fitness
exactly
as their own, like just from a child when in the in the growth, you development itself. Okay, as a kid itself, you'll be learn to do all the sports. What they'll throw you in like 5-6
exactly,
sports.
Yeah.
But that depends on okay, what sport you like. Fitness is like a big part of it. Then if you want to stop, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But that system is not there in South Asia even till now.
Yeah, that is something that we want to educate everyone in terms of that aspect, because I did notice that, especially South Asia, because I'm from South Asia.
It's particularly desi, more or less. Let's be realistic, because again, with Japanese, Chinese, most of them they're quite fair. Because look at the
some people.
It's a culture shock.
It's a culture shock.
A lot of the things from there brought in. There are a lot of things that clash, especially if you are like all of our cases, like non-resident of our home country.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't live there, so it means we're exposed to bigger things.
Not majority, but like there are few people that are health conscious, and mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we do have a South Asian here. So even I myself, I mean, yes, you as well. Sorry.
Thanks, Tanura. Yeah, it's okay. In five months, as we said before.
Only for 3 years, man.
It's okay.
For 3 years.
Sorry, I keep forgetting you're Sri Lankan for some reason.
I'm not ready for this conversation.
Let's get back to the point. Anyways, so, as far as I know, like, I obviously do have South Asian friends, and some of them are really health conscious, you can say. But I think it's time that we also let people know that why it's necessary to track your health and everything. And that is what we have in plan as well. So I'm not really sure how far it will go, but
we can try. I feel like the next generation is for the only is going to make a change. If they can't change, then we are doomed.
It's up to the people if they want to. Yeah. You know.
No, the thing is, like, when people hear health conscious and stuff, right? They really think, oh, you got to do like a sport, you got to go to gym, something. No, it's something as basic as working on your nutrition.
See, I'll tell you one thing: if you don't invest in your health now, then it will get really bad in the future. You'll have to invest even more to cure that. So
it's true because with like university students, once they graduate, once they go to the corporate job,
mm-hmm.
most of them let themselves lose. Yeah. They might, you can hate me for it, but that's the reality of things.
You can't hate facts.
Yeah, it's because that's how it is. I get it, priorities and whatnot, but your health has to be a priority in the end of the day. That's what it is.
Yep.
Speaking of which, AI is a cool thing now, right?
Yeah.
But I know this is not. It's not nutrition completely, but it's more of like personal training thing. But do you think AI is going to replace personal trainers?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it could empower them mostly.
Yeah, it could help them more.
Yeah, more.
Because loads of people are like, oh, AI is going to take all jobs. But
I
feel,
don't know. There's some things that can't.
No.
No, but personal training, I feel like they won't. I think this is one kind of, like, you know what? You could take accounting, this, that, whatnot.
Yeah.
But this is a place where human touch is required more than anything else.
Because I'm just going to say it like this. Like, how do you expect a human-made machine to teach you how to be like healthy?
True.
Like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that's because you have all the resources even till now with workout, nutrition, whatnot, but you can have every single thing at your plate, but you need someone to actually push you.
You need emotional intelligence when it comes to nutrition or like being. Even everyone's like, will bye-bye replace doctors? And I was like, nah, you can't replace doctors or
unless
nutritionists.
You have an apple a day to keep the doctor away.
Okay.
You know I was going to be cringy on this episode. You guys can't stop me on this.
But Indian nutrition doctors, though, they are the funniest ones. They are really funny ones.
You know,
the things they say just blows my mind. Yeah. I was like, yo.
You know my favorite ones are?
Okay.
In school, headache, you hit your head against something. Here's glucose and ice on forehead. You'll be fine. The classic glucose and ice is like, cures everything.
At that point, I questioned, did they really take a first aid certification to even say something rubbish like that? It's just too funny.
I mean, they just want to get it over with, to be honest.
That's not how it should, because you've taken, it's like an oath kind of a thing when you do like personal training.
Exactly.
Health, you have to like help them out. No matter, it might be silly as hell. It might be like a small little child, but like you need to, if they ask for help, you need to help it out.
Yeah.
But I feel like personal training one, loads of people say it's going to change, but I feel like it won't. Because if that's the case, there will be loads of people using AI.
No, I'm going to be very honest. I mean, AI can't replace everything. There are people that are asking me, like, will they replace even engineering jobs as well? No, obviously. Even because what Bye-Bye does is that it will help nutritionists at the same time. Like, in terms of taking calories of a person, you can say, who is maybe training them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I don't think it will replace, but maybe it will help them, to be honest, over here. So,
and I think also, like, to ask on the topic of AI specifically is,
yeah,
minus on the area of, let's say, the app or even like nutrition, everything we've been talking about so far, AI dependency is definitely one of the biggest crises.
It doesn't
have to be in the field of fitness or nutrition. It can be in any field that you like. AI dependency is growing in a very high and alarming rate.
Yeah.
So even though, like, obviously it won't take away jobs, but do you think AI dependency is what might cause issues in the future towards not only the progression of AI, or the progression of anything in development?
I mean, when you think of that way, everyone should be careful when you're using AI in every aspect, because obviously there will be a point where generative AI comes out. Generative AI means, like, the AI will have its own power.
Yeah, it's like its own mind.
Yeah, so
Terminator.
Yeah, I mean, so
300 guys, let's go.
300.
So technically what we can do from our side is, like, control, or within our limits, you can say, because obviously everything is there in the internet. There's nothing that's not there as of information or anything. So it's best that when we have our own control with our own, you know, maybe our minds and body in that way.
See, people can villainize AI as much as they want, but the thing is, it kind of helps a lot of things faster. Like, people are like, oh, this, that, but the editing, it makes things faster.
Exactly.
Like, a lot, like, okay, you want to edit 20 videos, it would take hours or even days. Now you can do that in half a day. So that kind of, you can do more
half
job.
Half a day, you can just get it done with minutes.
Literally.
That's
that.
The, yeah, that's like,
yeah, that's what, generating in the half, then you just probably bit tweaks and here, yes, and there. Exactly. So it kind
of
works.
That's at the end of the day, the power, but it again stems down to the fact of how well you use it, how well you adapt it, and
exactly,
when you're actually abusing
true,
it.
True, true, true. You can't always depend on ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
ChatGPT. You do that. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to have,
like, to write your assignment, sure. Like, you give the information, write it, but don't trust it.
Hey, I got replies from influencers by using ChatGPT, and I was like, yo, this is not that hard. Come on. Like, I
that's
just asked you a simple
concerning
question.
Though, can't lie.
Like, hey, are you in? Are you out? That's it. It's a very simple question. But
now we know that ChatGPT was developed using influencer responsiveness. At least we know that much.
Oh, man.
I mean,
so, here's a very interesting question. So, I've been for the past few years, I've been traveling a lot recently. So why is the healthy alternatives over here in this country very expensive? Because if you go to a place like Europe, everything is cheap. High protein food is very cheap, and that it kind of hits your macro intake and whatnot. But UAE, every single alternative, okay, let's just say you want to buy KFC, but you want a healthy alternative for it. Everything is pricey. Just for anything, any fast food.
Yeah, I've
every,
noticed that,
not
yeah.
just fast food, but just any grocery items, everything is expensive. And that kind of, what do you say? All the people are like, yeah, it's too expensive. It's going to go over their budget.
Yeah, I've seen most of the applications that they
do. Yeah, so I just want to know, why is it like that? Like, if you're going to promote a fitness or, like, health conscious place, these things has to be quite cheap, especially like high protein diet.
I wouldn't
macro.
Even say cheap, but it has to just meet someone's spending power.
It, I'll tell you, it's because mostly of the imports that they're doing as well. Like, they want to make sure that everything is healthy and suitable for the users. And at the same time, their branding takes cost. Everything, even the delivery, the imports, the branding, everything. So that is why, sorry.
Whoa.
like we said, 9 a.m. to 1 a.m.
16-hour shift.
Non-stop.
Non-stop.
Even in her sleep, she's technically working. Her dreams are
sort
developing.
Of. I mean, I really do need a break sometimes here and there. But yeah, I do take it. But most of the times I do work like 16 hours. But yes, back to the point. Yeah, so yes, it obviously the branding, the imports, the delivery, everything. And they do have like a one-month plan meal, you can say. Like, it costs like around $1,000 to $2,000, you can say. And that is something, yeah, for healthy meals and stuff.
That 15% off comes in 2 weeks extra. Oh, wow. 2 weeks extra. What that'll do, man?
No, but I'll be honest. Like, it starts with the basic hierarchy where your groceries and everything. So that is what even Bye-Bye does over here. Like, it starts from a basic product, if it is good for you or not. And you don't need to make a whole healthy meal schedule and everything. So it's obviously it starts from the very basic, and that's what we are promoting here. We don't need like a whole healthy meal. I mean, we do need a whole healthy meal, but we don't need to spend like $2,000, $3,000 just for 1 month. And I'm not against any, you know, any
I mean, like, if it works, it works. But like,
I mean, it should be affordable for everyone. You know, like, not everyone can afford one to two K meals. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It starts with the basic hierarchy, and if it goes well, then sure. But for us, what we're planning is that just with the amount of an expensive coffee, you can have 1 month plan of Bye Bite. You can scan unlimited.
So one Starbucks equals 1 month.
Yep. So it's just like 15 dirhams.
So your subscription plan.
Sounds very interesting.
I've got water in my bag. I'll literally give my card like this.
Yeah, and plus what we're having is that it's mostly for, we do have like gym member access, and we're giving promo codes as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are collaborating gyms and everything.
Say
so
less.
Yeah. Now you see, we both have this. There's this one gym just across the road.
We'll introduce
you to the people there. I feel like we can work something out.
We can negotiate. It should be fine.
Yeah. On the condition we don't have to pay extra.
Interesting. But people should not sleep on Viva Supermarkets. Have you been to a Viva Supermarket?
That's the goat.
That's the goat. Yep. If you're in a healthy living, that kind of lifestyle, it works over there. Everything is cheap, reliable. They're all from exported
sometimes
ones.
I wonder how Viva keeps that low.
Dude, it's amazing. Like, people think Lulu Nesto. No, Viva is the best. Like, if
Viva
you want,
is our Costco.
Costco. Everything. Yeah, you can hit your macros. Every single, whatever food intake you want, it's there. And that's why I think loads of people are sleeping on it even till
probably
now.
Probably have to collab with Viva as well.
We should. So, Viva.
Do you like to sponsor us? Product placement, maybe?
We've already gotten rid of free advertising for the minutes. Come on,
just give us your API. We'll just integrate in our application.
There you go. Sorted.
There you go. Sorted. Man, but I guess 2026 might be a big year for her.
No doubt.
We never know. I mean, it's a startup, but like it could go either way. I want to be. Obviously, we need to have a strong foundation. No, we are focusing on that more.
Very honestly speaking, like specifically, I'll say this as the general consumer, not I do like the small sports and here and there, but as a general consumer, seeing an app in development like this.
Sorry, continue. We just kept on going.
Who am I supposed
to? Okay, sorry.
Okay,
go on. Sorry, continue.
Go on.
Okay, but as a general consumer, the way like I'm hearing this is something that a lot of us should get excited for. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, even though like right now, like you said, like the product is developed for us people suffering from cardiovascular diseases, it still shouldn't be shunned away from the general public.
Exactly, yeah. So obviously, when the application's out there, everyone has access to it. Whoever can have it, they can have it. But like I mentioned, our target market is obviously cardiovascular people who has, you know, and who is into like, you know, tracking their calories and everything. So obviously that is where our focus is. But obviously it's open to general if those who are health conscious and they can have the application. Yeah.
What was a hypothetical question? Since your target market is cardiovascular diseases.
I'm afraid of where this is going.
God, not like that.
When you say hypothetical, bro.
No, I'm saying like, okay, your target audience is them.
Yeah.
But later on, once you do your when you do your research,
9:01 a.m.
market research and all, you find out that the fitness conscious people are the ones using it more than the people who are having diseases. So do you think it's a success or a failure at that point?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
you don't think it's a failure? You don't think it's a success?
No, I don't think it's a failure.
It won't be a failure because many people are still using the app. Like, yeah. It's a different demographic.
Exactly.
It. So you then start catering, it's doing really well at the fitness community. Why don't we just cater to them then?
You can do that.
That's the power. If anything, that is just the perfect proving point of the power of AI.
Makes sense.
Hopefully, if it doesn't go against us, that's it. That is.
It's okay.
We shall find out.
Yeah, we got a good like 15 years until then.
Yeah, we're just making sure it doesn't, you know, get ahead. Yeah. Anyways.
Just let Cristiano Ronaldo win a World Cup, then go ahead.
We've seen
what Messi's up to these days.
Unk mode,
yeah, we know.
You know he's younger than Ronaldo's all, right?
Yeah, man, that's the funny part.
You know what Messi needs? Bye bye.
Oh.
There we go.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, Coffee is the ambassador for the Argentinian football team.
Yeah,
bye-bye, you never know. I mean, hey, I heard Khabib might do all this rubbish because he just takes every single brand he sees and then he puts his face, so...
He's not joking.
Are you going to get commission out of this?
No, I don't know.
There's a higher chance Khabib might see this and be like, what are you doing? I like this, I'm going to kill this.
Final question.
Go on.
What's next for you? What, like, realistic goals?
Oh, my God. Okay,
whether it's
so,
on the app, for yourself, like...
Yeah, I mean, right now, we are obviously focusing in...
Sorry.
Yeah, so... Sorry.
Laughing over that, man. It's just a side project.
Okay.
Another 9 to 1 a.m.
Anyways. Sorry, continue. What we have right now is like, obviously, we're focusing in Dubai, I mean UAE specifically. So we're planning to scale it, inshallah. We're planning to scale it in India. We're planning to scale it all over GCC. That's what we have in mind. So once the app gets successful in UAE, that's the next plan. And also, we are planning to like make more apps related to health. Basically, we do have two applications in mind. So if this gets successful, we are planning to focus on like beauty care as well as pharmaceutical. So, inshallah.
That's a 50% market cap right there.
you never know.
It's not even looks.
Pharmacy, yeah. Maybe. Beauty, I don't think so.
Well, most people do have like skin allergies as well.
Yeah.
And they do, maybe some people might not want to put certain things on their face. So, yeah, we do. I mean, there are a few applications out there.
Chapsticks might come into play now. Your chapsticks might come into play.
That
right
does
now.
Not have to be public knowledge.
Tanura, every time it gets before the podcast, let me scan this chapstick if it's good for me or not.
Nah, listen, there's only one brand I use.
Labella?
No.
What?
That sounds Lashley? Too familiar to an old friend of ours.
I think
I have no clue
men
what he's on.
Usually use Vaseline. Huh? Anyways, no, men usually use Vaseline. So.
Exactly.
It's Vaseline?
Huh?
It's Vaseline?
Yeah, that's like the... That's okay. Like the only
Vaseline.
One I
know.
Yeah, that's like the
oh, Vaseline,
only,
sorry.
Yeah, that's like the only one I know, so I'm just
anyways, yeah, so that's our next.
But no, like here. Like the way like I just want to just bring back to this point, by the way. Like yeah. Earlier in how you mentioned like maybe you don't know if with the success and everything.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there, once again reiterating this point.
Mm-hmm.
You could, like, people could say, like, even someone like you could say, like, oh, I'm not sure what the future is. But yeah. If you're the type of person that can pull off a 6-month prototype on the first go and win a national trophy.
I made the prototype in 3 weeks.
Oh! Okay.
That's going to be a clip that. I'm going to clip that.
Reiterate that then. If you can make a prototype in 3 weeks and yeah. Win one of the biggest.
You know what else was made in 3 weeks?
Oh my god, that is so true as well.
So true when you really think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it.
That is all the time we have for this episode. Thank you so much for taking
thank you guys for having me.
Hours to come here.
And yeah. Not I represent, guys. Let's get it.
And not I represent. Yeah, anywho. Of course. Make sure you guys check out Sultana's account as well as Bye Bye. We'll be leaving all the links in the description. App's not out yet, but they can pre-register for it, right?
Yes, it's there on the website. www. Sorry.
You don't need to say the website. It's fine. We'll okay. Put a link on there.
So yeah,
link yes, going to be in the description. Make sure you click it. Pre-register for the app. Make sure to check out all of Sultana's content as well.
Usually don't post, but okay.
Huh?
No, go on.
No, it's fine. Okay.
Listen,
it's okay.
You we'll follow the founder. Number one rule is you follow the founder.
Yeah, we'll put all the plugins with the app, the
of course.
Accounts.
Make sure to like, share, subscribe, drop us a follow, drop them a follow, of course.
All platforms now.
Spotify, Apple Music, Apple. Amazon Podcast, even though it's not open in the UAE yet.
Who cares? YouTube and TikTok as well. So.
Coming soon.
Coming soon,
coming
I
soon.
Think.
I think, no, I know.
Yes.
Come on, I know.
We're from the future, we're from the future. It's okay.
From the future.
We're on TikTok.
Talk about Back
and
to the Future
that's
stuff.
That's about it. More or less.
So yeah, with that being said, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on the next episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. Thank you and have a great day ahead.
Boom, 45.